deep, eternal.
Turtle now.
Welcome, listeners, on this beautiful morning. Birds are chirping away as the wind blows through the leaves. Let us hike the hills of harmony, as well as traverse the valleys of the atonal. Here on the Eternal Now, my name is Andy Ortman, and we'll be providing the entertainment for the next hour or so. Brought to you in part, or in full totality, WFMU.org. We just heard from Chris and Cozy. Moonlight is the name of that track, from their 1988 compilation Collective One, which subsequently was followed by volumes 2, 3, and 4. Highly recommended. Up next, Radiophonic Workshop. England, London. Those who brought you soundtracks for Doctor Who and whatnot. In 2017, released brand new music. Nothing since 1985 had come out of that workshop. This is called Burials in Several Earths. This, in fact, was an improvisation, not even a soundtrack for anything in particular. Love the idea. Love the results. Check it out.
Thank you. Upstairs listening to one of the solo piano records I bought Dad, so I thought it would be a good opportunity for me to listen to some more Zan Hoffman. We'll be having fish and chips for dinner. 4:40 back in the kitchen doing collage work. I'm feeling a bit bored actually. Outside it's almost pitch black. It is almost true to say of leeks, the smaller the better. The big ones are good for stock and soups, but as vegetables, ones about as thick as a thumb are delicious. Wash them well if they are gritty. Trim them and put them whole into a large saucepan with just enough water to cover them. The juice of half a lemon and some salt. Boil for about 20 minutes, testing with a fork or needle to see when they are soft. Strain off the water and keep them in the pan, shaking it well to evaporate the rest of the water. Add plenty of butter and continue to shake the pan. Grind on some pepper. As you might have already guessed, I'm still doing collage work in the kitchen.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. We have returned. Pile of delightful ditties. We just heard there from the Invisible College from Australia. Turns out these are the same guys as Laughing Hands. Side project, I suppose. A 1982 cassette, The Luxury of Horns, is where this track came from. The Invisible College. Figure that was a nice way to kind of cool things down today. Just in front of that, Anna Lockwood, Tiger Balm. Hot and balmy track there. Anna Lockwood. A split with her partner, Ruth Anderson, on the Opus One label. I think this from 1970. Early 70s. In front of that, Maria Zerfall from Dusseldorf, Germany, 1983. A track called Der Mond. Solo project there. Her real name is Christine. Ran a label, Music to Turn To. It seems her distribution strategy was to simply give her music away to those who are interested. At least it's getting into the right hands that way. In front of that, Stanley Wilson from his album Pagan Love. This was Ritual of the Family Tree. I actually tried to look it up there. I can't find any such ritual, such a family tree ritual. I have no idea what Stanley's talking about. In front of that, Blevin Blechdom. Real Live Escargot there. From an album, Gular Flutter. Boy, did I listen to the heck out of my Blechdom from Blechdom CDs back in the day, cruising around town. The Top Down. With something entirely not sounding like that, in front of that, Abner Malati. I Thought is the name of that track. From Insane Music for Insane People, Volume 8. Insane Music, of course, out of Belgium. Throughout the 80s. Headed by Alain of Bene Gesserit and numerous side projects. Before that, our ears were definitely blasted by the collaboration of Merzbow and the New Blockaders. From their CD, The 10-Foot Square Hut, we heard an excerpt from Transience, Part 1. New Blockaders will be playing perhaps their first show in the USA, I believe in July in New York. Summer Scum Festival. Be there. Or be a square hut. just in front of that, from England, Adam Bowman, At Home in Leaks, from his Music and Words album. And just before that, back to Germany, Cecilberg. Let's see if I can get this title. Wer hat uns Freuden Walzer, from Synthetic One. Outsider Electronics. Sounds like Outsider Electronics to me. Who knows? The story of Cecilberg. Those negative space interruptions, those were on purpose. I kind of thought, like, what's going on with this CD? But deliberate choices there. In front of that, Bernard Parmigiani, De Natura Sonorum 8. We heard from the album Historia da Musica Electroacustica, from the venerable Bernard Parmigiani. I don't know if he's ever made something I didn't like. Not that I've heard, anyway. There's still time, I suppose. In front of that, Francis Daumont, Chambre d'Enfant. What does that translate to? Room of Infants? Room of Baby Room? Something like this. From his Forêt Profonde CD. And we did start off with music from the Radiophonic Workshop from 2017, brought to you by the Room 13 label, which I guess is named after the very room number that the Radiophonic Workshop worked out of. Burials in Several Earths, we heard. And with that, we are caught up to speed. Thank you for joining me again. My name is Andy Ortman. You have been listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org.